What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What is up? It is Thursday, July 17th, in the second hour of Sports Talk. Me and Charlie Long hanging out with you. Going to be talking a lot about LSU baseball and football this hour. SEC Media Days wrapping up today. The Tigers saw an action on day one. We'll be hearing from linebacker Whit Week shortly. But the highlight of today's SEC Media Days to close things out, wow, going out with a bang, Missouri head coach Eli Drinkwitz. Maybe a little bit drinking too much on this one. I don't know, Charlie. Suggesting not a 12, 14, or 16-team playoff, but a 30-team college football playoff. I'm all about expanding, but this just seems way out of left field for me.
Does 30 even work? Like, wouldn't it need to be like 32, right, to have two 16-team brackets and then like a final at the very end? How does 30 work? Is there... I don't even know. It's just a weird idea from the get-go from Coach Drink. Listen, I said on this flash that we would share any updates as they became available from SEC Media Days. And on the final day, Coach Drink with some weird stuff here, a 30-team playoff. We talked with Tim Brando earlier on the show, which was an awesome interview, Steve. And Timmy has been saying for a long time now that he expects it to expand, right? This upcoming season's the final year that's going to be a 12-team college football playoff. Post that, he thinks it's 16. And I think that is the logical thing to do, in all honesty. A 16-team college football playoff. Coach Drink is asking for almost double that.
Which, yeah, I don't know where that comes from.
Yeah, it's a little bit insane. And the 30 is just also a weird number. I don't know. But 16...
Like you said, 32 makes sense.
Right. 32 would make more sense. But even then, that feels like a lot.
Yeah.
Baby steps, Coach Drink. Let's get to 16 first.
Looking at this LSU-based football team... there's a lot being made about the Tigers right now. I feel like that there is a lot of excitement around this LSU football team, and not just coming from the Tigers fan base. National media have really jumped on to this roster and what Brian Kelly and co are preaching right now. I know day one we heard from everybody talking about how they know that winning week one is that all important, vital step this team has to take. Hasn't done it under Coach Kelly yet. And it's not an easy task. Week one against Clemson. I think you heard Mike Dettillier talking with earlier with Chris. Who did he talk with the 5 o'clock hour? I'm sorry.
It was Tim Brando.
Tim Brando. I'm thinking of Chris Gordy. I don't know why. But Tim Brando. And mentioning that he had Clemson making into the national championship game this year.
Right. He had Texas versus Clemson as his projected national championship matchup. And to Timmy's credit, because Tim did say that he expects LSU to lose that opening game at Clemson, he still thinks that LSU can go on a run and make it to the 12-team college football playoff, the last rendition of it, before it ultimately expands to 16 teams like we were just talking about. Steve, do you think it's going to be 14 before they do 16, or do you think they're just going to make the jump to 16? I've got a feeling they just make the jump.
Yeah, it's tough to say. I mean, with more teams, more money's involved, so I could definitely see 16.
Right, and once you get to the 16-team format, Mike and I have talked a little bit about this. The SEC is going to want to have at least four teams in. Big Ten's going to want to have four teams in. That's half your field taken up right there by two conferences, and then you kind of fill in the rest. But you can see it trending in that direction. At the same time, LSU versus Clemson, LSU's favored in that game, Steve. And we'll do our annual pick six in a few weeks here once we get up to it. And that's obviously going to be one of the major games that we select from week one of the college football season. But I just don't know. It's two great quarterbacks going at it, and it's just a matter of which team has the better roster around those two elite quarterbacks.
Who there's can make a reason, stop on defense, too.
Right. There's a reason that Cade Klubnik and Garrett Nussmeier are each in the top three of Heisman voting, joining, you know, Arch Manning as far as the preseason odds via the books. They're both awesome. And so them slinging it around the yard in the first week is going to be a ton of fun. Like you said, it's about who's going to be able to get those stops.
And the thing that, to me, I feel like no one has really talked about is there doesn't seem to be a concern for the LSU offensive line despite them losing so many guys.
I'm concerned about it. Brian Kelly apparently is not. Mike is concerned about it. You're replacing four of your five starting offensive linemen.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem to be talked about enough to me.
Coach Kelly brought it up at SEC Media Days, and he basically said, oh, we've been grooming some guys to get ready to replace, you know, you don't have any Will Campbells on this roster, right? The number four overall pick in the draft. But to replace Will Campbell, to replace Emory Jones, the interior offensive line, they went out into the portal and grabbed a couple pieces. But at the same time, that is like the 1A reason why you're scared of that opening week matchup against Clemson.
For sure.
Clemson's defensive line, like Tim Brando had mentioned earlier on the show, is ferocious. That is a major, major, major question mark for week one, in my opinion, Steve. But you know, maybe Brian Kelly knows a little bit better than us and that they're not really concerned about it.
Looking forward to seeing how it all shakes out this year, because there's no doubt there's a ton of pressure on the Tigers to make the college football playoff this year. A guy that's definitely one of their vocal leaders on the field, been showing it on the field as well, is Whit Weeks. Last year had a breakout campaign as a sophomore, 125 tackles. Was eighth highest single season total in LSU history, had 3.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, an interception, 19 pressures, which ranked third among SEC linebackers, and had 4 pass breakups and 2 batted passes that led SEC linebackers last season. So looking forward to seeing what Whit Weeks has in store going into this season. And playing with his brothers, too, which is a great story as well. The three brothers all together on this LSU squad. Well, Whit Weeks took the podium earlier this week at SEC Media Day. So let's hear what the Tigers linebacker had to say.
Whit, tell me, what's the attitude of Baton this year? Everybody fired up and ready to go?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's fired up. I can feel it throughout the city. I feel like every fan is so bought in this year and invested. It's fun to be in Baton Rouge right now.
Whit, LSU fans, they've really gravitated to you. What's it been like to interact with them and meet them on the street and whatnot?
It's awesome. The best fans in the world are in Baton Rouge, and LSU's fan base is second to none. And getting to play in front of them on Saturday nights in Death Valley, that's a special moment. Getting to play in front of my classmates in Death Valley, it's the best feeling in the world to be able to play in front of 102,000 fans who are screaming the whole time.
How's the recovery process been, Whit? How you feeling?
Yeah, thanks for asking. It was a long road to get back, but I'm feeling better than I ever have, and I credit that to the training staff and to the strength coaches. They spent a lot of time with me this offseason getting my body right and getting my ankle healthy.
Having been on the team for a while now, do you feel like you're kind of in the more veteran role now where you can like coach these younger guys up and show them kind of how things are done at LSU?
Definitely. Being here, this will now be my third year going on junior year. I do feel like that I'm a veteran voice in that locker room, and it's cool to take the younger linebackers under your wing and kind of show them the ropes a little bit. So I take a lot of pride in that, and whenever you see them when they first get here to where they are now, that's a cool feeling for me, my brother, and Harold, who are really the veteran voices in the linebacker room. I think that's a great thing to see those guys kind of grow up before your eyes.
What can you say about Garrett and his leadership and just sort of the way the team has gravitated to him in his time at LSU?
Well, first of all, that dude's a baller. So when you have a quarterback like him, it's hard not to gravitate towards him. I mean, he has a big personality. He's fun to be around, and everybody in the locker room loves him. So when your quarterback is that guy on your team, it's very exciting to see, because when your quarterback's your leader, usually you're going to have a good team.
What are you most excited about being back on the field with your boy, Harold Perkins?
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait to be out there playing with Harold. He's the best football player, the best defensive college football player in the world. So being able to play with him, he makes it easy to be a good football player, because you know he's going to be out there making plays, and you want to make plays for him too.
Well, you kind of talk about Harold, but he's dealt with a lot of injuries over his career, came in five-star kind of kid. How have you seen him adjust to that, and where's the sky? Where's the limit for him right now?
The sky's the limit for Harold. He's the best athlete I've probably ever seen in my whole life. So if you let Harold be Harold, he'll be a superstar. And it's not going to be hard for him to be a superstar.
Any players on the team that people maybe don't really know that much about right now, but you expect them to break through over the course of the season?
There's not even one name that I could give you right now, because there's so many. The work that we've put in this offseason and seeing how far people have grown, freshmen who are now going to be sophomores, how much they've grown in this offseason, and the transfers that we've brought in, there's so many dudes who I could say, I could list off 20 guys right now who are going to have breakout years this year.
Hey, Whit, how is it so far to have your little brother Zach on campus? What's that been like?
It was weird at first, because he skipped his senior year, so he's only 17 years old coming to college. But just being around him, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to be around both my brothers all the time. But it definitely took some adjusting to get used to having both of them there. You know, Zach, he's crazy. So he's a lot of fun to be around.
Wait, you said, you know, a lot of the transfers are just going to have impact years. One of them, I don't know how familiar you are with him, but a tight end, Donovan Green. Have you gone up against him in practice, and just kind of what's he like?
That dude's a workhorse. He's one of the hardest working guys we have in the building. And I haven't been up against him yet because I wasn't able to play spring ball, but getting to watch him, that dude can play. He's an athlete that you can split out, and he's going to be able to win those one-on-one routes.
You guys are one of several teams in the SEC opening with a really big game, with a game against another major conference opponent. What can you say about knowing that you don't really have a runway? You know, you're starting the season against a team like Clemson opening weekend.
It's exciting. I want to play the best teams every week, because those are the fun games to play in. Primetime TV, 7:30 ABC, those are the games that you live for. That's why I play football, is to play in environments like that, play against teams like that. And my motto is, in order to be the best, you got to beat the best. So we're going to go out there week one against Clemson, and that's what you want. You want to go play a good team. You don't want to lollygag into the season. You want to go get into a fist fight the first week.
Season openers have been a little bit of a challenge for you guys. Lost the last five, three under Brian Kelly. Is that something that's discussed in the locker room this offseason, how to maybe start the season off better, especially with such a big game like that?
We know what our past records have been in home games, and every day we go into work to change that narrative. Everybody in the whole building knows what the goals are for this season, and Clemson's just the first team that we have to beat in order to achieve those goals.
What is the key to handling the expectations that teams like LSU have in the preseason? How do you do it personally?
I think you have to have a strong support group within the locker room. You know, having being able to rely on your brothers every day when you're in that locker room. We have a lot of fun together. Or this team this year, you know, every workout that I show up to, that we show up to, there's never going to be a dull moment. So it's really fun to be around the guys this year. And I feel like that's how you can handle expectations, is just being able to rely on your brothers.
Wait, what is the best part about your quarterback that you like to tell people?
How competitive he is. No matter what we're doing, he's going 110%. Obviously on the football field, but ping pong, pool, golf, anything we do, he's going to try to absolutely destroy his competition, and that's promising to see.
What keeps you so happy, energetic, enthusiastic? Do you just really appreciate the opportunity to play college football?
Every day. I mean, this was a dream of mine as a kid. I'm from Georgia, the great state of Georgia, but so growing up, I always knew how great LSU was, but I never really knew what LSU was about until I got down there. And I thank God every single day for allowing me to be an LSU Tiger. It is truly the honor of my lifetime to put on that purple and gold and represent the great state of Louisiana and the great fans. And that's an honor that I don't take lightly. I know how passionate our fan base is, and I'd be doing them a disservice if I don't go out there every single day and give 110% for them, because I know how much they love us. So it's not hard to do. It's not hard to go out there and play passionate when you're playing in front of the best fans in the world.
You're going into your third year as a starter. LSU's got a couple players who maybe are going to get their first taste of significant playing time. What are the most important things for a player who's going to see an increase in snaps going into a season?
I would say the same thing that Harold said to me. Be yourself. There's a reason that you're playing football at LSU right now. If you weren't one of the best college football players in the world, you wouldn't be at LSU. So just go be yourself, have confidence, and know that at times adversity is going to hit. Something bad's going to happen, but know that every single person out there has your back. And the brotherhood at LSU this year is stronger than I've ever seen. So there's going to be no pointing fingers, no nothing. Just know that, hey, something bad happens, I have your back. Everybody else has your back. Coach Kelly has your back. Coach Baker, Coach Sloan, everybody in the building has your back. So just go play. Don't be scared to go be who you are.
Man, you hear the excitement, the joy, the passion, and linebacker Whit Weeks voice there, and got to be excited for him. Big piece for this Tigers defense, and I guess another great linebacker this Tigers school will be putting out.
Yeah, Mike called him the potential defensive MVP of this team, and it's hard to really argue because we don't know exactly what's going to happen with Harold Perkins.
Right.
A, coming off a major injury, and then B, how Blake Baker will want to use him in the 2025 season. Whit Weeks, you know what you're getting. Like, the guy's a stud. He will put up double-digit tackles in multiple games this upcoming season and just be a reliable force at the linebacker position for LSU football. I mean, he is as consistent gets.
Going to take a break. Going to talk more LSU football and add in some baseball after the break when we talk to Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated, right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
When we're talking Tigers, love to bring in our next guest, Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. Always has great insights. Zach, thank you so much for the time tonight. How you been doing, man?
Doing good, man. Obviously, SEC Media Days this week. LSU baseball has been cruising in the portal, so staying busy on this end, but doing all good.
Yeah, LSU kicked off things at SEC Media Days on Monday. What did you think overall from what Brian Kelly, Garrett Nussmeyer, and the other likes of the guys had to say there?
Yeah, man, I thought it was great. I thought it was a great dynamic of guys. Obviously, Whit Weeks is very outspoken, a fun, personable guy. Pair him next to Chris Hilton, who's a little bit more reserved and quiet, and then you know what you're getting from Garrett Nussmeyer. He's a fantastic guy, kind of does that coach speak. He knows what he's saying and kind of knows how to push all the right buttons. And then you got the shot caller in Brian Kelly taking the head podium and the main stage and obviously doing what he does best. And it's a great dynamic. I love what I saw from the guys. Loved what Brian Kelly had to say about the offensive line and how he's bullish on that unit because that's kind of that spot offensively where there are some question marks. So, all in all, a great day for the Tigers, a good SEC Media Day appearance for the program, and now you kind of shift gears and get ready for fall camp in the coming weeks, and week one at Clemson is going to be sooner than people think.
44 days away, Zach, if you can believe it. It's going to run by really quickly, hopefully, and we'll get to that season opener at the Clemson version of Death Valley. Looking forward to that matchup, but I wanted to highlight something that you brought up there. Brian Kelly talked about it. The offensive line we've mentioned with you before on the show, LSU's got so many weapons at either wide receiver, even running back with like Caden Durham. And then you have the veteran quarterback in Garrett Nussmeyer to sling the ball around the field to get it to all those weapons. And you feel great about this offense, but replacing four or five starters, it's obviously a concern on the offensive line. Now, Brian has come out and said, Coach Kelly, that, you know, they're bullish on that unit. They went out and got the portal players. They've been quote unquote grooming some different players to step up into that role. They're going to be counting on some young guys, potentially as depth. But just what is your concern level for that offensive line? Because right off the bat, you're getting tested against a Clemson defensive front featuring T.J. Parker, who had 11 sacks this past season and is viewed as a top prospect for the 2026 draft. It's a really, really good Clemson defensive line that's going to give them a test right off the bat.
Yeah, Charlie, you're spot on. I mean, you know what you're getting from the skill positions on this team. Your wide receiver unit is absolutely loaded and nothing short of fantastic. Caden Durham, in my opinion, is going to be a top three running back in the SEC. And not many words need to be said about Garrett Nussmeyer, arguably the top returning signal caller in all of college football. So the main question marks come at the offensive line. You're replacing four starters from last season with Will Campbell, Emory Jones, Garrett Dellinger, and Miles Frazier departing for the NFL draft. And now it's time to kind of see what you got in your youngsters. You throw in Tyree Adams, a first-year starter who's had the chance to learn behind a guy like Will Campbell, Weston Davis, a player that they're extremely intrigued about. So the tackle position is one where I kind of sit back and am prepared to see what's going to come in fall camp. These are two guys that I think have this caliber to start in the SEC, and I think they need to be watching their backs because a guy named Carius Kern, a five-star true freshman, is going to be on their tail trying to push for playing time. So it's going to be fun watching this unit kind of get put together. The way I talk about it, Charlie, is it's a puzzle. And you have so many pieces and so many versatile pieces at that, man. So you got a ton of guys that can play, but they just lack experience. So it's up to Brad Davis to put this puzzle together. You got the talent, and now it's just about piecing it together. The concern level for me isn't as high as some, just because I know how Brad Davis has recruited and the development aspect of his youngsters, specifically in Weston Davis. I feel comfortable, but I think fall camp is going to answer most of these questions for us.
Mentioning pieces of the puzzle, I know linebacker Jamichael Garrett, still one of the nation's top prospects, still on the market in this 2026 recruiting cycle. Top 10 Louisiana guy. Curious how far things are along with the LSU Tigers. How are they looking? I know, I believe, Auburn and maybe Texas A&M are some of the schools looking at him.
Absolutely. And Jamichael Garrett is one of the new players in Louisiana. This is a guy who transferred to Louisiana after playing his first three seasons of prep ball in Theodore, Alabama, made the move to finish his high school career in Louisiana, and he's playing at Central High. He's the number one linebacker in the state now that he's made the move over here, and a top 10 linebacker in all of America. He was committed to Auburn for about a year and ultimately decided to reopen his recruitment process and start to evaluate the other contenders kind of in the realm, I would say. Now, LSU's missed out on their top target at the linebacker position in J.J. Bush after he committed to the Arkansas Razorbacks. Now LSU's kind of circling back and trying to get back in the mix for a guy like Jamichael Garrett, 6'1", 220-plus pounder, a guy who can move, and LSU's going to have some stiff competition. The Auburn Tigers are still in the mix, despite him backing off of a pledge to those Tigers. Ole Miss is in the mix, and then like you said right there, Texas A&M. So they're kind of trying to push all the right buttons here and see what they can do, but this is a highly touted guy who's going to have just a tremendous list of potential suitors by the time he makes his decision.
Zach, before we get into what Coach Johnson's been doing, because the transfer portal king is back and he's been making some moves the past couple days, I want to ask you and look ahead to fall camp, because that's what's next before we get into, you know, the Clemson matchup and the start of the regular season. Post SEC media days, you're kind of turning your attention to that. Specifically, what are you going to be kind of keying in on at fall camp? Any positions, any players specifically?
Yeah, I think we kind of talked a little bit about the offensive line, and that's certainly a position of intrigue for me, kind of when those gates open up and you get the chance to check out this team. But flipping to the other side of the ball, man, I'm excited to look at this defensive backfield, and a specific position group is going to be the safety room. You bring in A.J. Halsey from the transfer portal, and you were super selective in your spring portal approach, only bringing in two guys, and one of them was A.J. Halsey, the top-ranked safety that was there in the spring window. So a guy that you were specifically targeting ultimately picked the LSU Tigers over the Miami Hurricanes, and he's a guy that's expected to make an immediate impact. So for me, I'm going to be checking out this safety room, kind of keying in on that and kind of putting a microscope underneath them just to see what they're working with there. The defensive backfield is one that has a ton of intrigue, but the safety room to me is where the magic's going to happen. You brought in Marcus Cooley in the winter window. You return players like Javian Toviano, Jordan Gilbert, Deshaun Spears. You have some playmakers, Charlie. You got some guys in the mix there, but it's time to see who can kind of separate themselves from the pack and emerge as those first-team guys. I'm looking at Halsey and Marcus Cooley to really stand out after a really beneficial summer from what I've heard.
Talking with Zach Nagy, the publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. And, yeah, Charlie mentioned it. Jay Johnson has just been killing it in the transfer portal. Before, though, we get into some of that, good to see some returning Tigers to the team. Zach Cowan, Chris Stanfield, Tanner Reeves all deciding to come back for another year at LSU.
Steve, it's tremendous for them to come back. Like, I can't understate how important it is for a guy like Chris Stanfield to be back in the mix. With him coming back, you return your entire national championship outfield. Derek Curiel, your national freshman of the year. Jake Brown, back in the mix.
I got goosebumps just hearing you say that.
Well, yeah, man, you're talented. You got all your guys back in the mix. And Zach Cowan's no slouch either on the mound. So Jay Johnson's always kind of got some tricks up his sleeve. And to get those guys back on this roster for the 2026 season is tremendous. And it gives you that experience. You know, you need some veteran leadership in that locker room. You have a ton of new faces, some true freshmen in the mix as well. So to get those three guys in is huge. And now they're starting to really kind of reload heading into fall ball in the coming weeks, really.
Yeah, because if you're looking at the MLB draft, I mean, once Jay knew which players were for sure gone, it felt like he instantly started, okay, this guy, we're bringing him in. This guy, we're bringing him in. Four guys in 2 days, basically. And I want to start out with Zach York, the first baseman from Grand Canyon, whose offensive numbers are just unbelievable. And he's a really big fella. We talked with Kendall Rogers about this, and Kendall echoed your sentiments, the co-owner of D1Baseball.com, Zach, that LSU may have the best outfield in college baseball next year because of all the returning talent with Curiel, with Stanfield, with Brown, and whatever they have to supplement it, even with losing like Ashton Larson to Texas, which he announced in the portal recently. He was going to the Longhorn program. But there's just so much talent in the outfield, so much talent on the pitching mound. The infield, you have to replace some pieces because you're losing Danny Dickinson to the draft. First baseman Jared Jones moves on, ninth round pick of the Pirates. And then you bring in Zach York to potentially be the first baseman for 2026. And once again, Zach, his numbers just speak for themselves. He, as a hitter, he's got great power, great batting average, and more in 3 seasons at Grand Canyon, about 30 more walks than he had strikeouts. the guy is very advanced offensively. I just want to get your thoughts on him.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, this is a guy who's 6'2", 295, and that is not incorrect, by the way. This is a hefty lefty, my man. He's got a ton of power at the plate, and he's displayed that throughout his entire college career, coming off of a huge 2025 season for Grand Canyon. So you nailed it right there, Charlie. This is a guy who's a tremendous addition and one that really shouldn't be overlooked, a player that can come in and not necessarily make up for a guy like Jared Jones, but really come in and really help at the plate. Gives you some power, some much-needed power. You got some consistent hitting within that lineup coming back, and then, of course, some true freshmen in the mix as well. But to get some power and some pop at the plate is tremendous. And that's exactly what Zach York provides this team. Defensively, it'll be fun to see where Jay Johnson kind of throws him in the mix if he puts him at first base, because there's so much competition in the infield, like you alluded to. But, man, Zach York, yeah, that's one that I hope a lot of people don't overlook, because he is tremendous at the plate. And like you said, his numbers speak for themselves.
Yeah, just to add on to that, hit 328 in 3 years at Grand Canyon. I mean, home runs 32, and then once again, 122 walks to 91 strikeouts in three seasons. A ton of games played, 164 as well. So Zach York, and I think Kendall compared him to Sonny DeShara. For SEC baseball fans, the former Auburn slugger that went nuts a couple years ago in their run to Omaha. The other one I wanted to ask you about, though, Zach, Trent Carraway is a really interesting one to me. Oregon State Beaver program, really high expectations this past year. And, you know, when you look at his regular season, he didn't have the best regular season. But then in the postseason, the 11 games that Oregon State played on their run to Omaha, he went off. I mean, this kid hit 325 in the postseason. Those 11 games had 14 RBI and 12 runs scored as well. He just showed some flashes there that I think definitely intrigued Jay Johnson. In this program, that, you know, the talent is still there with this Trent Carraway kid, played third baseman for Oregon State as well, which could be a position of need too.
Absolutely. Once again, I mean, you crushed it. This is a guy who's a fantastic addition. MLB evaluators and scouts are kind of salivating at the potential that he attained. It's hard to not be excited about it, and he showed flashes of that during that Corvallis Regional, where he blasted a handful of home runs, was consistent at the plate, where he was hitting over 320. This is a player that has the chance to be special if he can piece it all together at the plate. And what better to learn from than Jay Johnson and company in Baton Rouge? There's going to be competition in the infield, so defensively it's going to be fun to see how he slides in the mix. But nonetheless, Trent Carraway is one that's a big-time addition. That's a big fish. And he's coming from a winning program. Obviously, we know what Oregon State is capable of in college baseball. So Carraway's a big addition as well, man. Zach York's big. Carraway's huge. And then getting Cooper Moore as well. It's hard to not be excited about these additions that LSU's brought in this week. And like you said a little bit earlier, Jay Johnson sat back and was kind of meticulous in his approach when it came to the MLB draft. Once it ended, he knew who he was going to have in the mix. It was just a matter of when they popped. And Trent Carraway was one of them. So to get him in is big. And Jay Johnson's excited about that one.
Now, Zach, looking at the, you know, the arms of Jay Johnson's staff here, we knew he was loading up on a few lefties for a while. But just recently, Dax Daith, the righty out of Angelo State. What do you know about this kid?
That's a fun one, Steve. This is a guy who didn't even know he was going to have an extra year of eligibility until a couple of days ago. Huh. And LSU kind of pursued him heavily and gave him the opportunity to enter the mix here. He's an old guy, quote-unquote old, if you would say. I believe he's entering his seventh year of college ball. So he's been around. He's well-traveled. But he shined at the Division II level last year at Angelo State. A player that can give you some depth on the mound. And like you said a couple minutes ago, you've added a ton of newcomers through the transfer portal. Dax Daith is another one that the program's excited about from a depth perspective, another key addition for Jay Johnson and company.
What are we, you know, I know you mentioned before with first base the possibility of York there, but what about a guy, the six-year senior and Seth Dardar?
Seth Dardar's a fun one. This is a New Orleans native, a Holy Cross alum, a player who's also well-traveled, started his career off at Columbia, made his way to Kansas State, where he absolutely shined in 2025. And the opportunity to come back and play for LSU was one that he just could not pass up. Naturally, he could be more of a second baseman, but you can move him around and flip-flop him. He's a true versatile infielder and a guy that the program, again, is super excited about. And I know I keep saying that about a lot of these guys, but this program is super intrigued with the newcomers. It's the new era of college athletics. You kind of reload each offseason, and that's what Jay Johnson's proven since he's made his way to Baton Rouge. So you look at a guy like Seth Dardar, a guy who can be flipped around in that infield. You know the pop that you're going to get from him at the plate. A left-handed hitter who's got tremendous power. But trying to get him more well-rounded in the field is going to be key. Exciting for him to come back home and get the opportunity to rep the purple and gold.
Zach, there was no better word than what Jay's done than reload. And I know that you used it when talking about the three portal players that he got in the one day. But then you also mentioned Cooper Moore. And Cooper Moore, for those that don't know, Kansas was the 2 seed in this past year's NCAA tournament. They went to the Fayetteville Regional. Obviously, Arkansas made their run to Omaha. LSU fans obviously remember that game. But he was a Saturday starter and then a Friday starter for this Kansas Jayhawk program that, once again, was in the postseason this past year. The numbers are pretty solid, 3.96 ERA, 85 strikeouts to 19 walks and 88 and two-thirds innings pitched. One of the top arms in the portal, as you had mentioned, Zach, and I mean, he's coming down to Baton Rouge. It's just another good get for Jay Johnson, the transfer portal king.
It is. And this wasn't one that Jay Johnson knew he was getting right off the bat. This was one that Oklahoma was in the mix for. Tennessee was in the mix for. He took an official visit up to Knoxville to go check out the Volunteers and Tony Vitello. But ultimately, LSU and Jay Johnson pushed all the right buttons on that official visit to get him to shut things down. It was just a matter of getting through the MLB draft because he was a draft-eligible sophomore, too. So to add him to this roster, I mean, Charlie, we've sat here and talked about these guys on the mound. It's ridiculous. You have so much talent to work with. It makes me so intrigued to see how Jay Johnson kind of disperses these arms that he has. He has a ton of guys on the left side that can throw. Just incredible stuff. You add Cooper Moore, a right-hander that, like you said, was a starter for a contending team with Kansas as a Saturday night guy. So it's going to be fun to watch. The numbers are exciting for Cooper Moore, and you put him with Nate Yeske. I think you got a recipe for success, Charlie. I think this team has got tremendous depth and some tremendous talent to ultimately make another push in 2026 after reloading in Baton Rouge.
Zach, do you ever get a day off or do you sleep much? Because I feel like covering LSU sports is just constantly something's going on.
No off season.
Man, we're in that time of July where a lot of people expect things to slow down, kind of that off season. But man, right. When you cover a program like LSU, it doesn't stop. Jay Johnson keeps us busy. SEC media days, LSU recruiting. It doesn't stop, my man. But it's a good problem to have. It's a prestigious program. You got to love it, right?
For sure. Appreciate your time too, Zach. Appreciate you. Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. Go check out all his great info there. Thanks again, Zach.
Thank you, fellas. You have a good one.
Hey, Zach.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. Be back with even more right here on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
All our great listeners out there, we know you can't always tune into this entire show live, so Odyssey makes it easy for you to listen when you want and how you want. You can listen to this show and our WWL Time Shifted podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. So check them out. Going to take a break here on Sports Talk. Close things out when we return right after this on WWL. Being out on vacation was sure nice, but nice to be back in the Sports Talk flow with everyone. Hope you had a good time listening. Tomorrow's show, Scott Shanley, at Super Bowl champ, will join us to help us break down Saints training camp. Plus, we're going to go around the NFC South, checking on the Bucks, Falcons, and Panthers, 4-7. Sports Talk, me and Jeff Nowak, also Charlie Long tomorrow. Have a great night, everyone. Talk to you then.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.